Thank you for tuning in to the Cerrito House of Worship. It is our hope and belief that God will speak to you through His Word today. He is able to do far more than you could ask or even imagine.
My name is Denise, and my bouncing has stopped, and my speech is getting better. I'm coming out of this. Thank you for your prayers. I spent a couple hours with Liz last week in her yard, and she gave me this most incredible book. And I said, what should I read? She goes, just open it up. And so I did. And this is short, but listen to what this says. The book is called His Princess, Love Letters from Your King, by an author named Sherry Rose Shepherd, who I recently read. She just passed away, and I had never heard of her. But listen to this. It says, my princess, I want you to be content. You were given my peace when you let me into your life. It is possible, my princess, to enjoy your life with peaceful mind and contented heart. You have so much to look forward to when you're settled in your heavenly home with me. But for now, you must remember that nothing you can buy or collect will calm your spirit or soothe your soul like I can. You came into this world with nothing, and that is how you will leave it. Let me do more than give you the good gifts this life has to offer. I will give you a place of peace, decorated with delight and filled with memories that will be more cherished than anything this world has to offer. You let me be your treasure, and I will give you a rich life that will become more beautiful than anything money can buy. Love your king and your contentment. And the scripture that came with it is Philippians 4, 12 through 13, the NIV. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through Him who gives me strength.
Amen.
Wow, what a reading, huh?
Yeah.
A lot of what I heard as she read it is, I give, right?
Amen.
All that we need, he gives. It, you know, we haven't earned it. He just gives. He gives us peace. Yes. He gives us all the needs of finances that we may have. God sent His only Son. He gave us His Son so that we could live.
Amen.
And so when we look at this time of the year, you know, it does seem like a time of giving, right? We always want to give presents to people. And one of the things that I hope you are here for this morning is to give Him your praise, give Him your worship, and give Him all that you might have in your heart that still you're holding on to. He wants every part of you. And this morning, as we come into the worship time, just let it go. Just say, Lord, here I am. Submit and just be there. Get to a place that it's just you and Him. We get so busy sometimes with Christmas stuff that we really forget, as you know, it seems kind of, the word is the reason for the season. It really does make a difference when you really, when you acknowledge why it is that we are celebrating Christmas. So if you would please stand with me as I pray. Father God, we come this morning, Lord. Take our hearts. Lord, we don't have much to give you back, Lord. But all we have is a heart. A heart full of love for you. Lord, help us not to hold anything back. You gave us all you had. Help us to give all we have to give, Lord, and just fill us with more of you so we can give more of us. We thank you. We praise you. And
30 years ago, coming up to 30 years, the Lord came to me in a dream. And I wasn't praying. I was actually in a good spot, first time in my life. And just came to me in a dream. And I knew when I woke up, I felt the dream. It was one of those out of body. I knew I had to draw the dream. And then just a couple weeks ago, I thought getting it on some sort of bigger platform or whatever. So here it is. Is there a young man that can help hold this so I can explain it? Or a young lady? No, thank you, dear. Okay. So this is exactly how Jesus appeared to me, with the colors. Everything was awash in blue. And I was the observer, and I was also the boy. And so he was looking at me and looking at the boy at the same time. And everything is drawn exactly. And this seventh iteration, I did seven iterations of the dream until I got this. And this is what he said to me: I will not forsake you. Jesus was not quoting scripture. Scripture was quoting Jesus. He said to me telepathically, and I felt in my soul, I will not forsake you. So, Pastor Henry, Pastor John, this is very limited edition I'm making. Nice. I'm presenting it to you for the church. And here it is. And I tell you, if you look at this, the longer you look at this, you will have the feeling, I assure you. And this is going to be very valuable. I'm telling you, marketing. Hold on to it. And you're going to have people coming in just looking at this. So, for you.
Thank you, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Most of y'all know that at the 1st of June, I got diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. So, the middle of June, I went and had surgery. And the good Lord watched over me the whole time. I was crying and acting like a baby, but he kept telling me, it's okay, it's okay, you'll be okay. So I found out on Thursday, and I got a confirmation on Friday when I went to see my cancer surgeon, and they told me that as of this time right now, I am 100% cancer free. I want to thank the Lord for helping me when I was crying to him. He watched over me, I got to say. He watched over me. And I'd like to thank all y'all that prayed over me, because between you and the Lord, I got out of this in 6 months' time. And now I'm free.
You know, the Bible tells us that we shouldn't conform to the ways of this world. And it's not because, listen, I think there's been a big thing for a really long time where the church has always said, like, you can't be right there. You can't do that because those are worldly things. But God touched worldly people by being in their world and showing something different. It wasn't that he withdrew himself completely from the... Let's think about it. He was with people who drank, right? He was with the tax collectors. He was with all the people that the Pharisees and everybody would think, ooh, you shouldn't be there. That's not what you should be doing. But what was the difference? The difference was the way he upheld himself. It was the way he walked, the way he talked, the way he moved, the way he dealt with things differently. Whoo, I can feel this. You're not meant to judge, you're meant to love. Who he is a loving God. A God who just wants to wrap his arms around all of us all of the time. And as we press in deeper is where this thing begins to happen in our life. When we just go after him, when we trust him in everything, you'll begin to see that you fight your battles in a different way. Woo! Come on. We're not meant to act like the world. It's why we're meant to be set apart. It's why the Bible tells us that you are the light and the salt. It's not because you're like the world. It's because you are like the one who created you. And as you begin to show a reflection of the one who created you, you begin to stand apart. You begin to shine brighter than anybody could ever shine bright on their own. That's the point, though. It's the pressing in. It's the wanting to go after God, the longing for something different. You know, you can really try to do as much as you can to make yourself look a certain way, but the fruits you bear show what's really going on in your life. It's why I 100% believe that God's been talking to the church so much about what we're bearing and the way that we're acting. It's because we're not meant to just come to church, play church, and say the normal rituals and religions and everything that everybody is used to doing. We're meant to be on fire and alive for God. Yeah. Going after him, go pressing in, and being different than what anybody else is, because as the church, and I'm not just talking about this church, because there's a lot of other churches that are rising up and doing the same exact thing. As the church, the whole body of God begins to go after him, we're all going to begin to function like a body. We're all going to begin to shine like a body. We're all going to be the bride who is ready for the groom to return. Is wanting to equip you. He's wanting to excel you in a world that is, it's, let's be honest, if we look at the world around us, you see nothing going in the right direction. But we're not meant to be worried about what the world is doing. We're meant to be concerned about what the Father is doing. We're meant to be concerned about how he is doing things. Read this book that is for business, and I loved it because it's called David and Goliath. And one of the things that I really love that he pointed out, and I know that this isn't necessarily the way maybe he even meant it, but I just felt God begin to really talk to me because it aligned with some things I had been reading in the Bible. And it was talking about how when you get down to the logistics, Goliath was meant to be a fighter who was on one-on-one combat, right? Which is why Saul wanted to put David in all of this heavy armor and all of this stuff, because that's how one-to-one combat happened. But there was a thing that happened, which is where David said, no, this doesn't feel comfortable. Because David knew a different way to fight. He wasn't going into it saying, I'm going to fight you the way you're used to fighting. He went into it knowing, this is what God's blessed me with. This is how I'm fighting. And he won a battle, technically because of logistics, right? Because this big giant that was wearing all this heavy armor was preparing for somebody to come and fight him the way he was fighting. But the person who came against him was fighting a completely different battle. And that's the thing, is that's exactly what we're meant to do. When things come up in our lives, when concerns happen in our life, when you are fighting a battle, go to God. Fight in a different way. Don't try to fight the battle yourself. Don't try to do it the same way the world says you should do it. Don't try to do what makes sense. Go after God and let him show you how to fight a different fight. Because he is showing you something different. And it may not make sense to you, but if you're obedient when he speaks, you'll begin to see victories come forth in your life like crazy. The biggest thing that we always see this in is money. It's something that even the church, they worry about, right? Because you gotta have money to keep going. But we don't have to worry. Because if we fight our fights the way God is telling us to fight them, he will provide every single thing we need in every single circumstance. It doesn't matter if we're not doing it the way the world does it. It doesn't matter if we're not watching the ledger the same exact way the world does it. It matters when we fight our battles the way God tells us to fight them, because every provision is put in place. It's why it's important for us to press in. It's why it's important. Just like this song says, I sought the Lord. He heard and he answered. It's what'll happen every single time. It will. It's just us that's gotta wait on what he's telling us. We gotta choose to fight in a different way. We gotta choose to say, I'm not doing this on my own. I'm doing it the way that you wanna do it. And I'm laying aside every other thing that I feel. Woo! This, it seems so easy, but this right here is how we see the kingdom on earth. Is when we begin to learn to put aside what we feel and what we think and press forward after God, no matter what. No matter what shows up in our life, no matter how much harder the hardship gets, choosing to still focus on God is the best and the greatest thing that you will ever do. Church, how can we not get excited about these things? I'm up here and I can't even stop moving. I just want to go, because that's the thing, is these are promises that are placed in your life for you to get excited about. You're not meant to just sit here and go, okay, God, it's all right. You are meant to live a life so abundant, so full, and so rich.
Thank you, beloved ones. Thank you for coming today. I can feel the Lord's very happy that you're here. The Lord is very happy that you've all joined in with him. We are being trained in his military force. We are in battle, as we all know, and things are being turned up, shifted up, and the Lord wants to boost us forward. Boost us forward, push us forward. Sometimes it hurts, but we have to be willing for the training, right? No matter how much it might hurt, we are being refined, we are being sculpted, we are being made perfect. And keep your focus on that, my blessed ones. Sometimes these things we go through are so hard, but we know that we have to clean up our act. And every one of us has something to do. And we can also be our influence in our families, with our friends, in our neighborhood, everybody we touch. We are touching them all the time, whether we're aware of it or not. So I encourage you to call to the Lord for new instruments of battle. And he will find the way through you and with you to touch people, We want to shift people to the next level. We want them to be saved. We want to save their souls. And the Lord wants to have a mighty, victorious finishing to his wonderful plan. And so I just encourage you to smile whenever you can. Be happy. Wherever you're at, be happy. And he's going to be with us all the time. Trust in him. And as you go along, you will find through obedience and through discipline, you will find a whole new world, a whole new life. I just want to leave that with you with this Christmas blessing. Amen.
When I think of this song, all I think of is when I trust in God, I'm thinking every step I take, I'm just going to trust God. No matter where he's going to lead me, I don't care. I'm just going to trust in God, because that's just what replays in my head every time, is that every step you take, you just have to trust in God. And that is just, it just replays and replays and replays. And I'm like, God, this is so amazing because it's true. And sometimes I could catch myself just going the other way, but I just need to keep going. You just need to keep going and trust in God in every step that you make.
You know, the trusting in God is extremely important. When the children of Israel were coming out of Egypt, they came up to the promised land. And they sent spies out into the land, and they found out there was giants in the land. And they came back and reported back, and they voted not to go into the land because of the giants, except for Joshua and Caleb. I was reading about them this morning, and it was only Joshua and Caleb out of the original adults that went on the Exodus that entered the promised land. The Lord has given us all these promises in his word for healing and overcoming, and all of these promises, just like Billy here, he defeated the giant. You know, he stood on the Lord. Was he afraid? He was afraid. Okay. But the Bible says not to have fear, because the Lord is on our side. And if we would just look to the promises, because we're entering a time when each and every one of you will be needed to be the body of Christ, working in a similar way all over the world, so that we can take God's kingdom into the world and show them what they're missing, and that all of the promises that he's promised us will be fulfilled before we leave this place. Will we stand on the promises? Will we fight the next giant in our lives through God and overcome the fear and be different, just like Rebecca said, to be a peculiar people? Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to overcome? Because that's what the Lord wants from us. Thank you.
Let's give him a praise. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. This is the next to the last. No, two more, isn't that right? We still got two more after this week. No.
No.
I thought, how many services we got left?
One.
One, just one?
Yeah.
Two, come on, make up my mind. Come on, hallelujah. Hey, let's give God a praise. Let's thank him for all that he's done, all that he's doing. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad?
Yeah.
Aren't you glad that the God we serve is over cancer? Ain't you? Amen. Aren't you glad he's over, I mean, hey, any arthritis, any kind of ailment known to man? Aren't you glad he's over it? The kingdom of God rules over all. How many say amen to that? Amen. Hallelujah. How many are you glad that the Bible says that unto us a son is born. Amen. A child is born, a son is given, and his name shall be called Emmanuel. What's Emmanuel mean, everybody? God, aren't you glad he's with you? Aren't you glad that God is with you? He never leaves you. He never forsakes you. He never turns his back on you. Is that right? He's always with you. He's always looking at you. He's always caring for you. He's always desiring to take you closer and draw you closer into him. How many say amen to that?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
As I was looking at scripture, I got to say first, I want to tell Steve Cargill very much thank you for taking over last week for me, stepping in, and Pastor couldn't get out of bed. Is that okay? And then Stella and John, they did the duties for Rosie and I this week, and I just want to thank all of you for your prayers, all that you guys have been doing. The plays coming on next week, amen. People have been working in the church. People have been doing things. Somebody trimmed the trees. Scott and Rick, I want to thank you guys for trimming the tree. How many guys noticed that the tree's trimmed out front? Yeah, come on, man. Yeah, people have been doing stuff. Amen. Hallelujah. To me, it makes me feel like God's with me. Amen? Come on, man. Yeah. How many know that God's with you? Hallelujah. I want you to open your Bibles this morning to, if you will, John, the Gospel of John, chapter 1. I get a little bit excited about preaching. As much as I don't want to do it, I get excited when I go to do it. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Sometimes I have been looking, been talking to the Lord about some things, I know that He is taking the church into something. Randy, I want to thank you. How many know that Randy's doing a series on the kingdom of God on Wednesday night? Is that right, Randy? Yeah, I want to just keep inviting everybody. And the more you know about the kingdom, because folks, we are headed for some changes in this planet. The kingdom of God is going to be forefront in the earth. Can you say amen to that?
Yeah.
And I believe that God is calling on us to walk just like we heard a few things this morning. I got it. Oh, yeah, this is going to be good. God is calling us. Hey, you know what? He says it's time that we as the body of Christ begin to walk like the body of Christ. Can you say amen to that? Not tearing down people, but loving people, loving one another. Can you say amen to that? Hallelujah. Because God has a purpose and a plan for every one of you. If he needed you here in the 1800s, you would have been here. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
But you weren't here in the 1800s. Is that right? He needed you here now. Is that right? It just worked out that way. My mom and my dad, whatever. No, you're going to find out as we read the word of God right now. You're here because God picked you. Is that all right? You're not in just this house at this time in the earth today. The body of Christ is here because God has a purpose and a plan, and he's bringing it to happen. Can you say amen to that? I'm excited about it. Hallelujah. So let's go to John chapter 1. I'm going to pray. Would you guys, does anybody here like to pray?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's pray. Amen. Father, thank you for your word. Lord, lead us and guide us, Father. Let us hear things today, things, Father, that are fresh out of the ovens of heaven. Fresh bread. Not yesterday's bread. Not 2 years ago bread. Fresh bread this morning. As it comes out of the oven, even right now, Father, we desire it. Oh, God, we can smell it. It smells good. We're ready to have some bread from you, Father. We thank you for it this morning, God. We praise you for it. If you agree, say amen.
Amen.
Say, tell the Lord, give me some bread, God. Give me some bread. Give us this day. I mean, you think give us this day our daily bread. Is that okay? You can say it. Give us some bread, God. Amen. Come on, man. All right. Let me get back over. I circle this thing. Glory to God. John, beginning of verse 1, the Gospel of John. In the beginning was what?
The Word.
And the Word was with God. Amen?
Amen?
There's something about being with God. How many say amen to that? Aren't you glad God is with us? Amen?
Yeah.
But it's with God. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was it was in the beginning, what? With God. Amen? It seems to me that John seems to like saying this too. Because he's making it very clear that the Word was with God. Amen?
Amen.
Mm. All things were made by him, and there was, without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shined in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Mm. Glory to God. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light. John wasn't the light, but he was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which lights every man that comes into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Isn't that sad? He was in the world. The world was made by him, but the world didn't know. It's pretty tough to kind of look at an infant in a manger. Is that right? Pretty tough to look at a manger and say, everything was made by him. Pretty tough. Is that right? Nevertheless, he was with God. They created the heavens and the earth, nothing that was made, that anything that was made, he didn't have a hand in it. Is that right? Baby Jesus. Amen? Ooh, come on. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came to his own, and his own received him not. Is that right? And then verse 12 says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe in his name. How many of you today are interested in becoming a son of God? Is that right? Ladies, how many of you know that you can be a son of God? Is that right? Why is that? Because it's not Mary that's dwelling in you. Is that right?
Yeah.
It's Jesus. Therefore, because Jesus is in you, you also become a son of God. You can be a daughter too, but the whole effort is the Son of God dwelling in you. Ladies and gentlemen, can you say amen to that? For he came to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become sons of God. I'm going to just say this to throw this out there to you right now. You have within you the ability to walk as a son of God. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Just like Jesus did. Can you say amen to that? See, the church is a little weary about, I don't know if I can say like, ain't nobody like Jesus. Yeah, well, Jesus is in you. So guess what? You can walk like Jesus. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Woo, hallelujah. And can you, how many walk on water this morning? Come on, man. How many of you went up to the mountain and was transfigured this morning? Anybody here? Come on. Yeah, come on. I mean, see, we're talking about a mindset that is totally different than what we're used to. Can you say amen to that? Ooh, hallelujah. Jesus. Can you say amen? Oh, God, Jesus. King of kings and Lord of lords. I'm going to read verse 12 again because I love it. Is that okay? Maybe I'll start verse 1 again. How many of you want to start verse 1? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just 12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born, now let's check this out, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man. You were born of God. Can you say amen to that? You were born by the will of God. And the word, verse 14, the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Can you say amen to that? He's with us. God with us. The word was made flesh. Jesus and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of what?
Grace,
grace and truth. Hallelujah. How many you know, how many gotten a Christmas card that says peace on earth? Got a baby in a manger somewhere, or maybe some shepherds and some lights and everything. So sweet, isn't it? Peace on earth. Can you say amen to that? How many of you are glad that God, Jesus is bringing peace on earth?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you something this morning. Jesus didn't come to bring peace on earth. Can you say amen to that? What? Everybody, what are you talking about? Can I tell you that Jesus was a little bit radical? How many of you know that? Anyway, nobody like Jesus. Can you say amen to that? Man, when he came, I'm gonna take it to Luke chapter 12, verses 49 through 51. Let's look at that. This is what Jesus was telling his disciples. I am come to send fire on the earth. How many say amen? Yeah. Folks, I'm just going to give you a hint. You know, the Bible says that the earth is going to be engulfed with fire. Is that right? How many of you know that? Let me just say this to you. Man, I used to think of that as a destructive type of fire. But as more I look at what God's word is saying, I believe that this earth has been baptized in water. Do you remember that? Yeah. What was his name? What was the guy's name? Noah. Yeah, Noah and all the animals. Yeah. This earth was baptized in water. I believe that this earth is going to get a baptism of fire. Can you say amen to that? How many say amen? God is preparing this planet for a fire. Jesus mentions this fire here just for a second. I just want to read this to you. He says, I am come to send fire on the earth. And what will I if it already be kindled? But I have a baptism to be baptized with. And how am I straitened till it be accomplished? Oh, and he says, do you suppose ye that I am come to give peace on earth? here's where Jesus gets his way. He goes, no, but I come to give what? Oh, what? A division. Can you imagine that Jesus is a divider? He causes division. Can you imagine that? Something a little different than what we're used to hearing. Is that okay? Is that right? Well, I'm not used to hearing that Jesus came to divide things. We're here trying to stress and go for unity. How many of you want the body of unity, the body of Christ, to walk in unity? Oh man, I desire it. I love it. But I want to tell you something. Jesus says, I come to divide. Ooh, hallelujah. Just Luke chapter 4, we're going to start at verse 16. I just want to just show you just a little bit how this worked with Jesus. Jesus had gotten baptized by John the Baptist, and he left Jordan, and he went up in the mountains. You remember that? And he fasted without bread, without food or water, 40 days. And while he was up there, the tempter came and talked to him. Jesus, I love it. Blew him off. Can you say amen to that? Yeah. Jesus said, hey, who are you talking to? You got no business talking to me. Get away. Get out of here. Shared some scriptures with the old guy. How do you say amen?
Yeah.
Shared some scriptures with him. You're not going to hear me talk a lot about this guy. This morning, I just feel that God is saying, I'm just bring it up a little bit, that Jesus was very quick to say, no. Get out. Leave me alone. You've got no place. And he gets, and from after the angels ministered to him up there on the mountain, now he comes down, he heads for his hometown. And we're going to go into his hometown here on Luke chapter 4, verse 16. It says, and he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered to him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Oh, isn't that a beautiful thing? What he's preaching, what he's reading out of the book. He's reading out of the book of Isaiah. He says to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book and gave it again to the minister. And he sat down. Oh, I'm going to get me a chair. Get me something I won't fall off of. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
He read it. And then he sat down. Can you imagine looking around in that synagogue? And the eyes of all of them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, Let me just say this. Jesus is crazy. He's crazy. He goes, this day, this scripture is fulfilled in your ears. And he stopped there. And all that bear him witness wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. They're looking, they go, man. But then look at the very next thing. He says, and they said, wait a minute. Hold on. Stop. Isn't this Joseph's son? This is Joseph's son. And Jesus said to them, you will surely say to me this proverb, physician, heal yourself. Whatsoever we have heard done in Capernaum, do also in this country. And he said, verily, I say to you, and this is one of the things I love about Jesus. Jesus is all about the truth. Can you say amen to that? Amen. He can't speak anything else but the truth. Jesus is radically, radically, can I say this? He's radically truthful. Amen. Is that okay? Aren't you glad? Amen. Aren't you glad that he speaks only the truth? He doesn't speak anything else. Truth with him goes 90 miles, 110 miles. Let me see how fast does Rosie go. 125 miles an hour. Truth will go with Jesus. That's how fast. He's full throttle. Is that right? He doesn't want to give you any half truths. Hallelujah. Or a lot of folks around you give you half truths. He will give you truth, man, as powerful as you can stand. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Huh. And he said, I tell you a truth. And this is, I mean, I love this because he's in a synagogue. Is that right?
Yep.
What religion would you say he's in?
Jewish.
Michael, what religion would you say
he's in?
You have to be Jewish. That's right. He's in a Jewish synagogue. Yeah. And he says, I tell you a truth. Many widows were in Israel the days of Elias. When heaven was shut up 3 years, 6 months, when great famine was throughout all the land, but unto none of those widows in Israel, was Elias sent, except to Sarepta, a city of Sodom, unto a woman that was a widow. You see what he's saying to him? Pretty bold. He goes, I got something to tell you. This word has been fulfilled in your, I am come to set the captive free. Can you say amen to that? I am come to preach the gospel. The gospel of what? The gospel of the kingdom of God coming into the earth. Can you say amen to that? I am here to set to the lowly hearted and the broken hearted to revive them. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Sometimes when we're playing music, excuse me, I don't mean to spit on anybody. Sometimes we're playing music. I can't believe you guys are the body of Christ. Man, if I wasn't playing guitar, I'd probably be running back and forth because of the presence of God and the Spirit of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. He fills my heart and he fills my bones. Hallelujah. And I want to jump and I want to stomp around like a crazy man. Hey, crazy guy. Yeah, I love the Lord. And I'm going to worship him with everything that I have. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Woo, come on, man. Glory to God. He says, to many lepers. There were many lepers in Israel in the time of Elijah, the prophet. None of them was cleansed except for Naaman the Syrian. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
What's he telling them? Dude, this ain't a Jewish thing, man. This is open to everybody. The people in Sephora, the people in Syria, all over, the kingdom of God is now coming into the earth and it is going to overtake the earth because it is God's kingdom. Can you say amen to that? Woo-ey. Glory to God. Jesus, that's not very... Jesus, what are you saying? Can you imagine the synagogue guys? Oh, dude, man, what are you? That's not very Jewish, man. What are you saying, bro? Hey, come on, man. Hey, you know what they did? They got mad. Look at what it says. And they, in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with what?
Wrath.
Ooh, they got mad. They rose up and they thrust him out of the city and led him up to the brow of the hill whereon their city was built. Hey, let's take him up there, right? And then we'll throw him off. Is that right? They led him up to the brow of the hill where their city was built that they might cast him down headlong. But he, passing through the midst of them, went on his way. Can you say amen to that? Can you see him? Took him up on the hill up there, man. Jews, that ain't very Jewish-like. What are you talking about? Oh, there's a roar that come out of this man. And he passed through them. They wouldn't even touch him. Can you say amen to that? Ooh, come on, man. Can you picture the thought of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords being called on the carpet by these bunch of people? Yeah. Who do you think you are? I'll show you who I am. Come on, man. Whew. He came down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and taught them in the Sabbath days, and they were astonished. Can you say, everybody say astonished? That's another word for amazed. Amazed at his doctrine, for his word was with what? Come on, man, power. How many of you want your words to be with power? Hallelujah. See, you got to know the power. Can you say amen to that? Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want you to know that Jesus came. See, I mean, I will tell you, sometimes people say, well, souls are the most important. I will tell you, maybe. And that sounds a little bit. I'm telling you the truth. If souls were the most important thing, Jesus would have said, seek first souls and the kingdom will be added to you. But he doesn't say that now, does he? He says the most important thing is to seek first the kingdom of God and then everything else. Can I tell you something? You cannot bring anybody into the kingdom. You can't. No. I don't care how much you try. You can't do it. It is the Spirit of God that dwells within you that draws and pulls them in by the words that you speak, by the life that you live. That's how God brings them in. Hallelujah. We got to get this. It's not a church thing. It's not a synagogue thing. It is the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. Matthew 18, verse 11 says this, the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost. Can I tell you, man has lost the kingdom. Man has refocused himself on everything but the kingdom. And it's time that you get refocused and start looking at the kingdom, because it's this kingdom that's coming. Can you say amen to that? I'm going to say, look at your neighbor and say, kingdom coming. Look at him and say, God, thy will be done. Thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom come.
On earth.
On earth.
And I love this part. As it is
in heaven.
In heaven. Folks, we got to refocus our understanding of what we're talking about when we say like it is in heaven. Can I tell you, there's no need and there's no lack in heaven. Can you say amen to that? How many know there's no sickness in heaven? How many know there's no divorce in heaven? How many of you know there's no lack? Everything he has for you, he's already given it to you. But it's in this kingdom, and you have to look at the kingdom to receive the things that are of the king. Can you say amen to that? It's not hard to figure out, is it?
Nope.
Souls aren't the most important part. Although God will have you bring souls in. The kingdom is the most important. Can you say amen to that? It's kind of go, oh, I don't know. Yeah, well, that's a seek first the kingdom of God and all these things will be added to you. It's not Sorita House of Worship. It's not the Green Valley Baptist Church, the Green Valley First Assembly. It's not any of that. It is the kingdom. Amen. The kingdom. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I took you to 18. He says, this, for the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost. Amen. The more you go after the kingdom, the more you seek Jesus and his kingdom, the more he'll give you to do, the more he'll help you to understand of what he's doing in your life so that you can be powerful and walk in love with one another. Can you say amen to that? But how do you get into the kingdom? You remember when Jesus was talking to Nicodemus? Jesus told him, you must be born again, Nicodemus. Nicodemus said, what are you talking about, man? I can't crawl in my mom's womb again. You guys saw the movie, huh? He goes, well, I hope not, because she's been dead a while. You must be born again. And I want to tell you, in this chapter, Matthew chapter 18, we're going to start at verse 1. Okay, how's that? How many of you like that? Let's go to Matthew 1, chapter 18, starting at verse 1. It says, at that time, at the same time came the disciples to Jesus saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst. And he said, verily I say to you, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Isn't that cool? See, Nicodemus was kind of, man, Jesus told him, you got to be born of the Spirit and with the water, but born with water and of the Spirit. How many of you have been born of the water?
Amen.
That doesn't mean baptism either. It means that you were born, your mama's water broke. Is that okay?
Yep.
You guys are all right with that? That's not too vivid?
Nope.
Okay. Mama's water broke and you were born. Is that right?
That's it.
That's good. Born by the water. And by the Spirit is what Jesus told Nicodemus. You got to be born of both of these things. You got to be alive, eh? But right here, he makes it a little bit easier, except you become like little children and be converted. You will not enter into this kingdom. Whosoever shall humble himself as a little child, the same as the greatest in the kingdom. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Humble. Look at your neighbor, say humble.
Humble.
Not wanting to rumble. Tell them that. Seems like churches always want to rumble nowadays. Can you say amen? No, man. It's humble. Be humble.
Be humble.
Verse 5 says, who shall receive one such little child in my name receives who? Me. But whosoever, and check this out, folks, because here's a big one. Whosoever. Whoso. That's my brother Justo. No, I'm just kidding. No. Whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depths of the sea. Can I tell you something? God is telling us you need to get along. We all need to get along. We need to humble ourselves. Is that right? As like a little child.
Yep.
I'm afraid that sometimes we lose focus of this kingdom we're in, and we think it's okay to badmouth somebody, or we think it's okay to talk about somebody, to say that things about them, but God says if you do that, it's better for you to get a cement block necklace. How's that sound?
Nope.
This is a great big block. And you take you out in the middle of the Mediterranean, because we're going to go religious. Take you out in the middle of the Mediterranean, drop you off, and see how you fare. Folks, God's very serious about this kingdom. This kingdom takes men and women that are humble in spirit, that are willing to go and do anything that the Father asks them to do, with a humility that says, man, you know what? I just do what my Father wants. That's it. Not trying to be anybody, not trying to be the smart guy, not trying to be the guy. Can I tell you something? Be careful. Be careful, because the Word of God says that knowledge in the last time is increased. You're so trying to find so much knowledge, you're neglecting the closet where God will fill your heart with the things of His kingdom. Drop those things off and let go of those smart guys or whatever, Pastor Henry. Leave them alone and go into your closet and seek the Lord. Let Him fill you. If you're hurting people, He'll talk to you about it. If people are hurting you, He'll talk to you about it. Come on, folks. This is His kingdom and not ours. I said it 2 weeks ago. I was going to say last week, but I didn't preach last week, did I? Rosie, no. She goes, at this time last week, I was snoring. Yeah. But a few weeks ago, the enemy, the god of this world, I said itself. It is self. Doing what you want to do only when you want to do it. And God has really no say in your life, because you do only those things that you want to do. Oh, they might be good things. But is He leading you? Is He taking you to where he wants you to go? See, the Scriptures do tell us to be led by the Spirit. How many say amen to that? Woo, come on, man. You've got to be converted. How many like backpacking? Anybody like backpacking? Anybody? Rosie and I, we like to backpack, but we don't use backpacks. We just go walk. How many like hiking? Anybody like hiking? Brian, I know you love hiking. Yeah, come on, man. Hiker. We're going to do some backpacking right now. We're going to go back to some of those Scriptures. Hey, some of the Scriptures that I first gave you, we're going to go back to some of them, okay? Because I think it's very important you look and see what Jesus was saying. Can you say amen to that? This is where God rattled my cage last night. There's that Scripture. I don't know, let me bring it up. We're going to go to John chapter 1, verses 11, 12, and 13. John chapter 1, verses 11, 12, and 13. 11, he says, he came to his own didn't receive him. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Can you say amen?
Amen.
All right, here's a scripture. There was a time when I was reading and the Holy Spirit said something to me as I read this scripture. He goes, Henry, that's a power verse. It's a power verse. Yeah, he goes, that verse there contains three elements in it. I want you to look at every element. And so the first element in it is as many as received him. How many of you received him? Element number one, you just receive what he says. You take him for his word. Is that right? Then he says, to as many as received him, these are growth scriptures. To as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Can you say amen to that? He gives you power to become. Is that okay? You got to receive him, and then when you receive him, he'll give you power. Who's the power? The Holy Ghost, amen? He will fill you with His Spirit. Can you say amen to that? So first you're going to receive Him, and as you work walking with Him, He will fill you with His Holy Spirit, and then His Holy Spirit causes you to become a son of God. Is that okay?
Yes.
It's a growth spirit. It really is. It's a growth scripture. He wants you to grow in the things that He has for you. But you got to receive Him. You got to get into this kingdom and allow the Holy Ghost to have full reign in your life. Can you say amen to that? Yeah, I will say full reign is, yes, it is. It's speaking in tongues. Yes, it is. It's praying in the Spirit. Yes, it is. Speaking God's word when He tells you to give it. It is the Spirit of God working within you to bring forth His will in your life. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Woo, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. John chapter 12, verses 49 and 50. Years ago, I had a dream. And I'm going to tell you about my dream a little bit, because in my dream, I was at my house, and I was eating dinner. How many like eating dinner? Yeah. I was eating dinner, and then all of a sudden, I looked around. The house was on fire. House was on fire. Instead of yelling, Rose, grab the kids, let's get out. You know what I did? I just kept eating. House was on fire. Kind of weird. Yeah. Same night, I had another, that I dreamed another part. I'm in this skyscraper somewhere. I don't know where I'm at. But I'm in the skyscraper, and guess what I'm doing? Eating. Yum, yum, yum. Tacos, forever. I'm eating like crazy, and all of a sudden I look around, and Rosie yells, the building's on fire. And you can look outside, you can see flames on the outside of the building. And I'm going, whoa, building's on fire. Have another taco. I just kept eating. I kept eating. And I woke up, and I said, God, what's wrong with me? What is wrong with me? There's trouble happening, and I'm eating. Can I tell you something? That the Holy Spirit says something to me. He says, Henry, as you feed yourself, it will begin to break forth into a fire within you. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Amen?
Yes.
And so he showed me this scripture back then, and I, you know, but just night before last, as I was looking, he brought this up in my spirit, and I have found that I have looked at this in a lot different way than what it's supposed to be looked at. Can you say amen to that? Can you say that God likes to reveal things? And I'm going to tell you this morning, I'm going to put a disclaimer on it. You might not believe what I got to say to you. You might not believe what I'm telling you is actually the truth, maybe, but I know that in my heart, I'm not ever going to try to lie to anybody. Right. Because I know lying has a daddy. How many of you say amen to that? Yeah, and that's not, and I don't have nothing with God, with that guy, and I'm not going to try to lie to you, but I'm also going to tell you that God reveals things in different times of our lives. Can you say amen to that? You can have the same scripture. If you only had John 3:16, he could bring all sorts of stuff into that scripture so you'd understand what he's saying to you about that scripture. Can you say amen to that? That's just the way the Holy Spirit is. Well, I'm looking, and I'm reading, and here's what it says. I'm come to send fire on the earth, and what will I if it already be kindled? Okay. He says, but I have a baptism to be baptized with. And I've looked at this. You can look at this in other scriptures or in other translations. But in the King James, he says that I have a baptism to be baptized with. And I was taught that it means I have a baptism of suffering to be baptized with. And I'm constrained till it happens. But as I was looking at it, and the Holy Spirit said, no, that's not what he's talking about. He says, I am talking about the baptism of my spirit. So really, when I looked at it again, he says, I have a baptism to be baptized with. So what he's basically saying is, I have a baptism that I want you to be baptized with. Can you say amen to that? I have a baptism that I want you to be baptized. And he says, how am I straitened till it be accomplished? And he says, and then goes on to say about how I'm going to divide. Can I tell you something? The baptism of the Holy Spirit and being led by the Spirit is a divider in today's world. Can you say amen to that? A lot of churches don't believe in it. But I will tell you, and it's not just because I'm baptized in the Holy Ghost and I speak with tongues and I pray with tongues and I prophesy what's happening this morning. You're receiving prophecy. Can you say amen to that? I'm prophesying to you. Is that okay?
Yes.
I'm not just saying it because that's what, but this is how God has built me. Amen?
Amen.
And I will tell you that believers that have pushed away the Holy Spirit and any working with him or anything that he might do have placed themselves in a precarious position where they might not understand what God is doing today. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Yeah, I said, well, I don't know. That's kind of weird to say amen to. But the fact of the matter is, folks, the word of God said, it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by my Spirit, says the Lord. Everything about the kingdom is by his Spirit. Can you say amen? So where he says this, he goes, how am I straightened till it be accomplished? What do you mean straightened? And I looked up this word straightened. Is that okay? You guys okay with the word? Let me give you the word for straightened in the Greek is sunecho. So it's S-O-N-E-C-H-O, like echo, sunecho. Okay? This is the word, sunecho. And it means to be constrained, to be held back, to be kept together. And Jesus says, I am straightened till it be accomplished. And I looked at that. I said, look, okay. Ooh, what are you talking about, Lord? How is it that you have been straightened? How is it that you've been held back, Lord? Can I tell you, when he came into the earth, he came to bring light into the darkness. Can you say amen to that? The darkness is how much we don't know about God. It's not anything to do about evil. It's about not knowing the things of God. That's what darkness is. He came to bring light so that he can give you light so that you can understand. And the darkness can be dissolved. How many of you know you walk in a dark room with a candle? Dissolves, right? Come on, man. So he goes, I'm straightened by this. Jesus, you're held back by something? What would hold you back? Oh, boy. The scripture he gave me, he says, I want you to look at John chapter 16, verse 7. I said, okay. Here's where he says this. He goes, John 16, verse 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It's expedient for you that I go away. If I go not away, the Comforter will not come to you, but I will depart and I will send him to you. Is that okay? What's he saying? It's expedient. It's better for us that he left, so that he could send his Holy Spirit. How are you getting this? Are you understanding? Can I tell you, this was his constraint right here. How many know that he would tell the disciples, how many times do I got to tell you? How long am I going to bear with you? Is that right? You see, he was under constraint. Why? Because it's the Holy Spirit that will come and begin to reveal the things that he's talking about. Can you say amen to that? So he's under constraint. He's like, I got to go. I got to get out of here so the Holy Spirit can come. And he says it again in verse 12 and 13 of the same chapter. He says this. I have yet many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. Can you say amen to that? Can you see his constraint? Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, and he will not speak of himself. But whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Do you understand that? Do you see what he's saying? I've got to go, so that the Holy Spirit can come, and I will send him, and he's going to be, it's going to be a lot better than just God with us. Amen. It's God in us. Isn't that cool? Yes. The Holy Spirit is here to lead you and to guide you and to bring you to these things. Can you say amen? How can you stand? Yeah, stand. Yeah. Hello. Come on. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hey, I want you to see something. It says right at, can you put that back up, that last scripture? I'm sorry. It is the Holy Spirit's job to lead you and to guide you and to strengthen you and to build you. And I want you to look at this last part. And he says, where it says, he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he will hear, that shall he speak. And then he says this, and he'll show you things to come. Amen. Folks, he is revealing the kingdom. It's coming. He says, I'm bringing it into the earth. Get ready, get ready, get ready. I have placed on you a purpose and a plan and anointing by my Spirit. Don't mess around with things that are contrary to this kingdom, but enter fully into the kingdom and watch your life begin to blossom. Watch your life begin to prosper. Watch the Spirit of God begin to take you into places that you never thought you'd go, because He is doing a kingdom on this earth. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Let's pray. Father, I thank you. I thank you for your children this morning, God. I ask you, Lord, that you would, Father, fill them, and refill them with your Spirit every day. Father, let it happen. As Daniel would open his windows to heaven and would pray three times a day, five times a day, whatever, Father, I pray that your people would receive from you three times, four times, five times, six times, 10 times, 20 times, all day long, Lord, of your Spirit concerning these things, Father. I thank you for it. I praise you for it. Father, bless your people as they go. Father, touch them. Let the joy of the Lord be upon them, Lord, in all things. All things. In Jesus' name, if you agree, say amen. 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 Look at your neighbor and say, be full of joy. Be full of joy. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you for joining us today. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the Word of Christ. We encourage you to keep listening and keep reading the Word of God. You can connect with us at welcometotheshow.org to learn more about our church and how you can get involved. Until next week, God bless.